thinking so loud. Whoa, look at you jump. Saw that from across the bar. Anyone would think that you've never heard of that before. Someone else's thoughts. Mine, matter of fact. Come on, keep it cool. We're in public. You spilt your beer all over yourself. You might want to attend to that. Oh, man. There's lots of confusion in that skull of yours. Weird. Is this really your first time? I was walking outside and heard your head buzzing with power and bad juju, and I had to come say hello, and you've definitely got some sort of gift. Almost nobody hears me this easily. You're not a telepath, huh? Well, that's a very specific denial. From the color of your aura, I'd say you only just figured out what you could do. All right, come on. Don't be shy. I'll show you mine. Hey, stop looking around for me, trying to figure out who I am. You only have to ask. See the girl at the table by the door, opposite the dance floor? Impish little thing grinning at the drinks menu. That's me. Yeah. No, stay at the bar. Don't come over. You're loud enough from there. I tell you, ordinary people are a din and a half. This bar sounds like a rock concert, but you, your thoughts are like fireworks going on just from across the room. Beautiful, but let's keep our distance. All right, that's mine. Now you show me yours. Come on, circus freak, show me a magic trick. Telekinesis? You're a telekine? That's awesome! That's so rare. I'm sorry. I'm fangirling a little bit. I mean, there are only like a few dozen. Wait, how long have you known about this? Have you ever met another psychic before, or? Aw, you're practically a virgin. Only popped your cherry a few weeks ago, huh? Aw, don't worry. I won't tell anybody. So, you still in your spoon-bending phase? What can you do? Oh, come on, tell me. Or, better yet, show me. Me first? Okay. The blonde at the table to your right, drinking from a stein as tall as her head. She was checking you out. Thinks you're cute. Likes him young, apparently. Yes, that is her boyfriend sitting next to her. Shh. Okay, come on. Show me what you got. Hey, I was reading that. Nice. Okay, can you put my menu down before somebody sees? All the way from across the room. That's impressive. Range, finesse. Those are actually harder than raw power. You could do with some practice, though. Actually, turn around a bit. Look towards the dance floor. It's still early, so this place isn't exactly a rave cave. You see the buxom brunette? She's livelier than her friends, trying to get them to do more than bob their heads to the beat. Look at her ass. Pulls out that skirt nicely, doesn't it? Fuck, I wish my ass would bounce like that. Give it a pinch for me, would you? Why not? I'm certainly not going to walk all the way over there and squeeze it myself. She probably won't even notice. Oh, what do you know? She noticed. She didn't look unhappy, though. I mean, mostly confused. But for a second, she was blushing the good kind of blush, you know. I am curious. How does it feel, squeezing a girl's ass with your mind? Is it like with your fingers, sinking in as you apply more pressure? I mean, not to sound like a freak, but I love cupping butts, groping them, pinching them. Okay, tell you what, let's trade. Brunette's friend has a rather nice rack, don't you think? I'm gonna set up a little bridge between your mind and hers, nice and subtle. Are you feeling that? A little more heft on your chest? Your skirt suddenly too tight? Okay, now reach out with your brain and cup her tits. Don't be a pussy. I know exactly how much you want to. It's not like she'll mind. She won't even... There you go. Did you like that? Feeling yourself, feeling your own breasts. It's a wonder we gals ever leave the house. Okay, open the link now. Don't you get in dysphoria. Look, I have a confession to make. It wasn't just your power that drew me in here. Certain thoughts and feelings are louder than others. It's not just easier to pick up, but it's almost impossible to ignore. Anger, love, lust, just sex in general. And it's not bad enough that it's a bar full of horny singles looking to score, but with an active telekine in here, I heard you. I heard you from across the street, ogling all the skirts and trying to psych yourself to say hi to one of them. Your horny, tipsy musings are practically pounding in my skull, like sitting across from a dozen jackhammers. God, even the word jackhammer makes you think of fucking. And thus I'm thinking of fucking. I've been thinking of fucking for a while though, actually. Oh, your brain is blushing. Oh, there's no need to be embarrassed. Certainly not because you're broadcasting every filthy desire straight into the ether. That's what drew me to the bar. Getting somebody to say hi. Turn around and look at me. Do you think I'm pretty? Oh, you definitely do. One look at my lips, smiling a half smile at you, and you're thinking how they'd feel kissing your cock. Feeling my tongue swirl around you while I keep talking, telling you exactly how much I'm enjoying your sensations. Yeah, I can see that you're getting hard. I can feel it myself, matter of fact, and it's driving me a little crazy. No wonder men are such horny pigs if this is what it feels like to have a cock. Try and keep still, kid. I don't want anybody to notice that hard on trying to burst your fly. Ooh, too late. The blonde, the one with the boyfriend, she's very curious about those expressions you're making. Her brain's like popping and buzzing, but yours is exploding, making me weak. You're gonna fuck me, kid, and you're gonna do it while she watches and smirks. You're gonna do it without moving a muscle. Flex that brain of yours and feel your way into my pants. Gentle. Okay. You can feel me now, can't you? Warm, wet, thighs practically quivering against the seat. Almost like I've been soaking up all the arousal in the bar in the last 10 minutes. Yours, most of all. Now be soft. Don't push too hard, but can you feel inside my panties? So weird. I'm still wearing my clothes, I'm still sitting still, but I can feel you brushing me, parting my lips, teasing my whole pussy. It's so weird. It's completely room temperature, it's no texture, but I can still feel you. Hey, can you do pulling as well as pushing? I mean, suck. Can you just suck a little bit? Take my clit inside your grasp and just... Oh, it's too hard. Okay. Maybe it was just right, but it's getting really hard to sit still like this. Can you grab me? Push me up against my chair, force my hands to my sides. Fuck, you're strong. Got me pinned. Feels like leather straps. Soft, but strict. Listen, I'm taking on too much less now. You and the blonde and everyone else are all burning through me at once. You're gonna help me avoid squirting all over this lovely establishment, okay? I'm gonna pass some of that extra lust over to you. So, cross your legs and try not to moan like a little slut. Ready? Here. Oh, here we go. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're going faster now. Soaking my clit, curling those weird fucking psychic fingers up to my G-spot. Can you cut my breast too? Like you did to the girl on the dance floor? No, I know mine aren't as big as hers, but... Oh, thank you. Such a gentleman. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're almost falling out of your chair. You like feeling what I'm feeling? Don't touch yourself. Don't even think about trying to run for the bathroom. If you're gonna make me soak my pants in front of everyone, I'm returning the favor with interest. fuck me. Fuck me properly, please. Go as deep as you want. Tell me. Feel me like you've never felt lonely before. God, I want your mind inside of me. Going inside of you, touching your pleasure centers, grabbing that hot, throbbing cortex, and squeezing. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, God, I'm gonna come to Crowded Bar like a fucking slut. Don't lose focus. Oh, not even when I fill your head with my mouth. Oh, I'm squeezing my nipples. Oh, squeeze them as hard as you like. Be rough. But if you can gag me too, that would be good because I'm about to. Oh, your brain's lighting up. Oh, I can feel you coming. I can feel it boiling up and out. Oh, yes, come. I'm there with you. Please come with me. Please. Oh, that was. I'm really, really sorry. I didn't realize how much. I didn't think it would feel that good. Oh God, our orgasms might have spilled over a little in more than one way. I mean, it's not so bad, right? It's not like you're the only one who just came in his pants. I mean, it's less embarrassing. I mean, sure, the blonde over there fell out of her chair, but she'll be fine. And the girls on the dance floor are already laughing it off, pretending they didn't just come together, feeling their clits buzz in tune with mine. And the bartender, well, I mean, his apron covers most of the cum. He just sprayed all over himself. Yeah. Fuck. That was incredible. You were incredible. God. Keeping your powers under control right up until the last moment. But there's always room to improve. Understand? I mean, you barely know what it means to be a telecon. I mean, not yet. So, come on. We both come. I can stand close to you for a little while. Find some change of clothes, or at least take these ones off. You got plenty of talent, kid, but practice makes perfect.